Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. This is maybe the hardest working man in all of sports media.
My role model.
This dude, he does not stop working.
At 18 W-2s.
He 18 W-2s, and that's just this week. Steve Goldstein, of course, during Panther season, he is the television play-by-play voice for the Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. But you can watch him on CBS 4. He does the sports, as he's doing this week. Got a great hockey podcast called Goldie on Ice, which everyone should check out. And he's doing a lot of tennis as well. What do we got on the tennis channel this weekend, Goldie?
Yeah, 10:30 on Sunday. Actually, a great tournament. It's the girls 18, so the older, you know, girls, clay court championship match. And actually, there's a number of players. They're playing all this week. Number of players from the South Florida area, ages, you know, 15 to 17, playing in that tournament. So Sunday morning on the tennis channel at 10:30, you can catch that.
There you go. Goldie, I'm telling you, hardest working man in all of sports media.
Give me a bottle of what you drink every morning, Goldie.
How do you keep it going, man? You got to be working from sun up till sundown.
You know, we call it work, but here's the thing, and you guys, you know, in hockey, you certainly know this crowd, you know, you played in the NFL and then the media thing afterwards, but this is what we wanted to do since we're little kids. So we say work, but I mean, it is work, but I mean, you're flying me into Charleston to, you know, do a tennis match on Sunday morning. I don't know, you know, I enjoy that. So yes, it is work, but you know, it's what we've always dreamed of doing, and you feel like the moment you say no, they'll just go to the next guy, and then you'll be finished. So I actually enjoy doing it. I'll be at CBS tonight, you know, after the 6 o'clock news, watch the All-Star games, the 11 o'clock sports. Like, you know, what's so bad, right?
Yeah, I actually, when I said you work from sunup till sundown, I actually cringed when I said that because I'm like, there's people listening right now that are actually working, that actually are laboring from sunup till sundown.
When people say, do what you love and get paid for it. Every time somebody says that, somebody starts cussing.
That's right.
We talk about this between fellow media guys, right? Don't we always say, hey, if he's working for a living.
Yeah, no. I mean, 100%. So I take it all back. Goldie does nothing. He's a lazy bum. The reason, I had actually texted you last week to come on, but I'm glad you had some time today. You know, the Carmelo to Miami Heat heated up a little bit last week. It seems to have cooled off. Seems like he's leaning more towards Houston. You, being a Knicks fan, though, I thought you could bring some actual expertise in this question. Should Miami Heat fans covet Carmelo Anthony for next season?
You know, at this point, I really don't think there's a reason to. First of all, he wants to go somewhere and win. You know, he's done all the personal stuff. Hopefully he's can contribute to a winning team. And I love him because he brought, you know, the championship to Syracuse, one and done there. You know, but that one year they won it all, and it's the only one, you know, that Syracuse has won, amazingly. So I got a special soft spot in my heart for him. But the way he plays the game, kind of the black hole that he's become, when you give him the ball, you don't get it back. And, yeah, he had some big games for the Knicks, but as a team – and a guy that's a leader on a team and being the key guy on a team, no one's going to win with him being that. So I don't think Heat fans should, you know, he's not going to come to Miami. I don't think, personally, it's a lot lost. I think for him going to a good team, if he kind of modifies the way he thinks about it, which a lot of players do later in their career, he's already got all the points and all the personal accolades. If he wants to try and win, Houston would be a good spot, and hopefully he adjusts his game to be a more of a team player.
See, my thought on that, and Crowder and I talked about it a lot last week, but my thought on it was, hey, he tried that in Oklahoma City. He was the third option, didn't work. Mm. He'd be doing the same thing in Houston. I think he's got an easier path to the playoffs. They're not going to win a championship, but I think he's got an easier path to the playoffs in the East with the Miami Heat. And I think he'd be able to play his game. I think he'd be able to get the number of shots that he wants, because I don't think there's a better scorer on the Heat roster right now than Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, I would agree with that. He'll score plenty. What the shooting percentage is on a game-to-game basis, that's another debate. That's a great point that he did try to fit in last year. But I think if he does that again, I just think Houston, you know, fits his style more. I mean, there's so many guys on that team that get, you know, wide open looks that can kind of just hang around and shoot. And if he's okay doing that and not backing guys in all the time and having the ball in his hands, I think he could probably be more effective. And, you know, as decent a team as Oklahoma City was, and, you know, Westbrook's obviously a great player, Houston is flat out loaded. I mean, Houston had Golden State by the you-know-watch and kind of, you know, pulled the old Dennis Green. Remember that press conference? We let him off the hook. We had him, and they kind of let him off the hook a little bit. So I think it's better for him personally going there to Houston. But I would agree, if he came to the Heat, he would be, you know, if the game's tied with a minute left, yeah, putting the ball in his hands, better than anybody else on the Heat roster. I would agree with that, but I still don't think he would be a big, big, big difference maker.
And to that point, Goldie, about the Heat, like, what are we protecting? What are we preserving? We're not really that good. Like, Jay Rich, Bam, Justice Winslow might be something, but, like, Hawk talked me into it with Melo. Just bring some excitement down here, because we're not competing right now.
Well, that's the other side of it. Now, LeBron's gone from the East, so everybody's got to feel that the door is open. That said, Philly, Boston, Toronto, obviously all more talented, better teams than the Heat, and it would be a huge upset to beat one of them in the playoffs, and likely they'd have to beat two of those teams in the playoffs, you know, in order to get to the NBA Finals. But, you know, that door is slightly open now that LeBron, who, you know, makes it every single year, basically, that he's in the Eastern Conference, is now out West. Now, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about trying to help you win and win big, long-term as far as a season, a deep playoff run. I don't think Carmelo is the guy. Now, you just want to talk about, instead of winning 45 games and kind of slugging through it and not overly excited, bring in a guy that, hey, could at any time hit for 40? Yes, Carmelo would definitely add to the excitement level. I just don't know if he adds to the overall win total on this team.
Steve Goldstein, Goldie, is with us. All that being said, because I think they do need some excitement. Certainly, we don't even know if Dwayne Wade is coming back, but they do need some excitement. Did you see yesterday that the Palm Beach Post is no longer going to have a Heat beat reporter?
You know, I did see that, and, you know, I think, you know, look, they don't have the Panthers anymore. You know, Brian Begain did a great job for years, used to travel. They cut that a few years ago. I think it's more, in my personal opinion, a sign of the media and newspaper business, how things have changed. You know, the younger generation and even older generation, but more younger, does not read the actual newspaper. You know, you go online, you find a link, and you're done. So, and, you know, Palm Beach is becoming such a big market that Miami's pretty far. So I don't know, Hawk, if it's – maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if it's more of a sign of the times as far as the way people consume their information is changing as much as it is, you know, team performance for the Heat,
well,
and there's no longer superstars.
I don't think it has I think there's probably a couple things at play there, because I was saying yesterday when I saw the news at the radio station here, you know, we used to have a reporter that would be at every Marlins game and every Panthers mm-hmm. game and every Panthers practice and every Marlins practice, and, you know, we don't do that anymore. And so I understand budgetary cutbacks, but the Palm Beach Post, they're kind of telegraphing it, I think. They've got a beat reporter for the Miami Dolphins. They've got a beat reporter for the Miami Hurricanes. I think they're kind of telegraphing as to there's not enough excitement about the Miami Heat, because I would submit to you, even if they got Kawhi Leonard this season, the Palm Beach Post would have a beat reporter for the Palm Beach Post.
Interesting. If they got Kawhi Leonard, you may, you know, make the case that they're an Eastern Conference contender. So the point you bring up about, you know, the two football teams is a legitimate one. The one thing I would say, and I don't know how many people, I'm not an expert on it, but in Palm Beach County, remember, you know, we talk about part of South Florida's market, you know, South Palm Beach, you're talking about Boca and those areas, but you start going north of West Palm Beach, I mean, that's still Palm Beach County, and I'm not sure how many people are Heat fans up there or NBA fans. You know, I do see where the, you know, the Dolphins are kind of a regional team. You can almost cover the Dolphins, you know, as far north as, don't even know, up towards the Orlando area, you know, and I think people are Dolphin fans. And maybe the same with the Canes, I'm not sure. So you're probably right. There is something to it. You know, there's no superstar players anymore. You're talking about a 15-year period, basically, where you either had one of the most exciting players in the game or one of the top three or five players, I think, in the game, basically consistently on this Heat team for like 10 to 15 years between Wade and Shaq and LeBron and all that stuff. And now, obviously, you don't have it, and there's kind of a a malaise about the roster. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Steve Goldstein is with us. Hey, so you're going to be covering, interviewing some of the guys from the Big Three. Big Three basketball tournament is, or basketball league, I should say, is Friday at the American Airlines Arena. So who's coming back? Chris Anderson, Birdman will be here, right?
Yeah, Birdman's going to be here. Gary Payton, I think, is the coach. Yeah. I'm going to do some interviews down there at CBS at TV and run them. I believe Ice Cube. I mean, that's going to be a thrill for me. I got to do a little homework on interviewing Ice Cube. And Michael Rappaport, you know, I love that guy. He does, I think he's the sideline reporter for the games when they're on TV. So a few of those guys, back in Miami. And I guess this three-on-three league, I mean, I watch some of it on TV. They don't open the upper decks, I don't think, in these arenas. But downstairs, it looks pretty crowded. I think there's like 5,000 to 8,000 people at these games.
To that point, Gold, I was going to ask you, like, the business longevity of the Big Three. Am I taking my son to Big Three games in 10 years?
That's a great question. You might be, and here's why, Crowder. First of all, it's, it's kind of a fun game. And second of all, and I don't want to use every guy as a superstar, but you know every guy. So, you know, in 10 years, if the wave of players that are now in the NBA decide to go ahead and do it, a lot of them are fan favorites and stuff, and your kid remembers those guys when he was growing up and playing and they're still playing ball, you probably would go. I mean, I look at some of the guys. I've seen a couple of those games on TV, and I'm like, wow, that guy's – that's kind of cool, and it's a little bit fun. So I actually think that concept has a little bit of a chance to keep the traction as long as the NBA players continue to do what they've done, and they've done a very good job at it, at selling their personalities and being on social media. People continue to follow these guys and are actually interested in them.
And the fact that it tours different cities every season. You know, if you tried to have a team in a city, I think it would lose a lot of its luster quickly. But I think because it tours, it's a better business model. Steve Goldstein, follow him on Twitter at Goldie on Ice. Check out his podcast, Goldie on Ice. Watch him on CBS4 tonight and all week long. See him on the Tennis Channel this weekend. And when Panthers season rolls around, you'll watch him on Fox Sports Florida.
Saw him on QVC the other night.
He was peddling some Capitamonte figurines. All right. See you, Goldie.
You know, there's a lovely Channing Crowder bobblehead. We've only got 20 of them. They're limited edition. So call now. They're $8.99 each. Get them. See how you do it.
Man could do anything. See you, Goldie.
See you, guys.
Steve Goldstein there. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come right back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!